on this episode of Counting Cars. Gary, I have never been here. Show me Shelby.
That is 1,000 horsepower.
That's insane. Well, brother, there is one thing hiding behind us. Is that really her?
That is the one.
Man!
My mom bought that car brand new, 1967. It's a three-generation car.
Wow. So what are we doing?
You want it to look pretty. Go fast, you know?
Go fast.
You came to the right place.
Why are you doing this to this hood? This is supposed to get orange rally stripes, not skull.
Wrong hood.
Put a post-it note on the...
Vegas is a gambling town. Most people bet with chips. I bet with rides.
Look at this.
And I always go all in.
Wow.
What would you take for this? I'm Dan, a.k.a. The Count. And this is my all-star team. We find them.
Where's the rest of the car at?
Fix them. Flip them. Sometimes I keep them. This thing is sick. I want this car. For my crew, every job's high stakes. And we can't afford to lose. This is Counting Cars. It's gonna be a great day today, man. Rolling down to the shop, the Countach, just chilling on this beautiful sunny day. Headed over to go meet some very cool folks. They got a 67 Mustang coupe, and they want us to do this car up.
Boss, you made it.
How are you?
Danny, this is Todd and Karen.
How you doing?
Hi, Danny.
Danny.
This is Danny.
Karen.
Karen.
Very nice to meet you.
Todd, nice to meet you.
First off, 67 Mustangs rock.
Todd's father is bringing it down, and they want us to restore it for him.
Nice. Now, what's the story on this car?
My mom bought that car brand new, 1967.
So this has been in the family forever.
It's a three-generation car.
Wow.
My grandma had it till I turned 16, and then I picked it up. I bought it for a $2 bill.
That was a good deal.
It was a good investment at the time.
Jeez.
And you drove it for how long, Todd?
About 10 years or so.
10 years?
Yeah.
Has grandma got any more of these she wants to sell for a couple bucks? So what kind of condition is she in now? I mean, it's always tough to tell in pictures, but she looks nice.
She's in really good shape.
Really?
It's always in a garage or stored away.
Does it run? Does it drive? It
hasn't been driven in
five or six years.
Now, whose car is this going to be in the long run?
Technically, it's still mine, but okay. We're restoring it together, so we're going to have, like, joint custody, so to speak, of the car.
I like it.
So she's staying in the family, which
staying
is
in the family.
Way cool. I mean, yeah. I love the fact that this has been in the family since she was new.
I know.
But the fact that this car's been loved by one family, it's entire life really makes me comfortable. I think this car is going to be solid. So what are we doing?
You want it to look pretty. You make a lot of noise. Well, go fast, you know?
Go fast.
You came to the right place. So we're building a muscle Mustang here.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Do you have any, creative thoughts on this? Do you see it a certain way?
Pretty much it's in your hands. We trust you.
Yeah. I haven't told you to lately. I love you too. So creatively, we're an open page.
Yes, you are.
Mm-hmm. We can kind of go nuts.
That's why it's here.
That's exactly why it's here, yeah.
Having total creative freedom on the build of this car is an absolute blast. To do a resto mod the way that I want to do a resto mod on this 67 coupe, I'm going to give them something stunning. I'm going to treat it like it's mine. So we're doing a full color change in and out.
Got it.
We're going to build the motor. We're going to build the trans, give it a lot more horsepower, give it a lot more oomph. We're going to make her a little street race car. Yeah. That's cool with you guys.
Totally
is
cool.
That all right?
Yeah.
All right. Then you guys got to talk numbers.
Yeah. In my head, I'm thinking probably around 40 to 45,000.
45? Sounds good.
Yeah?
Yeah. Sounds
okay.
This will be great. Maybe not as great as this picture.
That's me when I was like 14.
Standing there going, one of these days.
One of these days.
It's going to be mine. I love it.
That's
done.
Awesome.
Done deal.
Bro, thank you.
No,
thanks for bringing it to us.
Todd and Karen gave me total creative freedom on the build of this car, and I'm loving that. Grandma might have had a beautiful sky blue little Mustang coupe back in the day, but the family's going to get back a full-on street machine hot rod to 67 Mustang that's bad. I love it. You guys rock, man.
All right.
We'll see you later. I am so excited about this 1967 Mustang. This car is going to be insane when she's done, so I need a shot of some Mustang inspiration. Lucky for me, there's a place that you might think would be in Detroit, but it's right here in Las Vegas, the Shelby Heritage Center Factory and Museum. They got the coolest Mustangs on the planet right here, and I'm meeting up with my man, Gary. He's going to give me a special tour. Gary, I have never been here before, brother. Show me Shelby.
Well, you know, this is the coolest place in the world. We can do mild to wild.
What's going on down here?
Well, it's going to turn into either a Shelby GT SC.
Okay.
Or it could be one of the last of the 350s.
So she's just getting started.
Oh, that thing hasn't even been touched yet.
I love it.
That's a GT 500, so that's going to turn into a super sick.
Oh,
so we're
going
to take that measly 662 horsepower car.
Measly?
That's going to be
850 horse.
Emissions legal, pump gas.
You know, to me, nothing says American performance like the name Shelby. I look at him as a hot rodder. Carroll Shelby took American cars and made them world-class racing machines. What is this here on the post?
That is the bad boy Shelby. When 850 horses just isn't enough. 1,000 horsepower.
That's insane.
Yeah, Carroll Shelby.
God bless Carroll.
His favorite car was always the next one. This was the next one.
Did he get to see this happen?
Oh, he did.
Oh, thank God he got to see that happen. Oh.
He was blown away. He's like, you know, we'd use more horsepower.
He's hilarious.
But I got a whole room of cars that I ought to show you.
Brother, man, let's go.
Do it.
Man, these Mustangs are unreal. Now, I don't think I'm going to be stuffing 1,000 horsepower in Todd and Karen's Mustang, but I am getting some motivation. But I'm hearing there's something else in this compound that I'm dying to see, and I am psyched because we're heading that way.
This is the place.
Dude. You are not kidding. And I don't know where to go from here. We've got Cobras over here, Shelby Mustangs all over the place. But, dude, is that really her?
That is the one.
Man! Gary, I have never been here before, brother. Show me Shelby.
That's a GT 500, so that's going to be
850 horse. Today, I'm here at the Shelby Factory and Museum. I'm here with my good buddy, Gary Patterson, trying to get some ideas for this 1967 Mustang. And I'm like a kid in a candy store, standing amongst the coolest muscle cars ever made, and I think the best is yet to come.
This is the place.
Oh, man. You are not kidding. Shelby Mustangs all over the place.
All the more modern Mustangs are in this section of the room.
You know, I'm often asked in my collection, what's the most important car that I've got? And Dad's got a 66 like this one. He brought that car home when I was 9 years old in Ohio. A car like this is really kind of what got me started in everything automotive. Every time I see one of these, I get a little emotional with these things.
Yeah.
They're just important to me ever since I was a kid.
When people think about Shelby Mustangs, they often think about that white car with the blue stripe.
Nice. And now the Cobras.
Cobras, man.
The Shelby Cobra Daytona Coupe. This is the car that literally Carroll Shelby, Ford Motor Company, and the United States handed Ferrari their ass.
In a time period where cars were typically huge in America, they had big engines, but man, they didn't stop and they didn't turn. This thing
right. Did
all of it well.
Fun and fast.
Fun and fast.
Right. Well, brother, there is one thing hiding behind us over here that I think I know what she is. Is that really her?
That is the one.
This is hallowed ground. This is the first
Cobra ever made.
This is the one that started
everything.
Unbelievable. I mean, her story is huge.
Some people say, well, you know, is this the original paint? And I think you would probably know.
I'm aware of the fact that he tried to make it look like there were more than one of them.
Yeah, did you see the yellow one? I saw the red one. Did you see the blue one?
Right. It was all this car.
It was all this car. So this guy's obviously
smart
in business, making cars.
Right.
I'm going to order one today.
Right. There's something about her. There's a vibe. You can feel it.
Well, you know what? I think you ought to feel it by sitting in that seat. You could sit in that seat.
Will you let me?
The very first Cobra.
Man, absolutely. In fact, I'm off the golf club of boots.
All right. I know you can respect it. You know how to get in.
Lord.
There you go. Good job. It's quite a seat there.
It is amazing. Oh, my Lord. There's so much significance here. It's unbelievable. Look at this clock.
Yeah, it had a little clock.
Yeah, there's just so many things about her that sets it apart from everything else.
Yep.
I got to ask only because I don't think that there's a real answer. What is the value of a car like this?
Well, it's virtually priceless.
It is priceless.
Now, years ago, Carroll was offered $25
million. $25
million. Dollars.
And said no.
No, thank you.
God bless him. I wouldn't have taken it either. This could be the coolest car in the world. Man, what they got in this museum as a car guy will blow your mind all over the place. But the last thing you see is that little blue Cobra sitting over there. For a car guy, that is a big deal. Thank you for doing this today with me, man. I appreciate it. This
no problem at all.
I'm not going to sleep for a week. We got an awesome 1967 Mustang project in the shop. Todd and Karen gave me total creative freedom on a build of this car, and I just got some serious inspiration from the Shelby Museum right here in Vegas. So I got Ryan coming up to my office so we can talk all about the paint and what we can do to make this thing extra bad. Let's do something different. I kind of want to pay respect to factory Mustang style graphics.
Okay.
But, you know, I want to do something different. You know, I don't want this car to just be one color.
Anything different. Anything right. different on a 67 Mustang.
Right. I like the Shelby style stripes.
Typical racing stripes.
Which I love.
Right.
But I'm kind of thinking like the old school club racers.
Ooh. I like that. Coupes. Like the Trans Am cars.
Exactly.
They had cool that type graphics on them.
They had a lot of cool graphics on them.
They had those hockey sticks coming that kind of came down.
Coming off the sides.
Yeah, exactly.
And angled back.
Exactly.
That stuff we haven't done in a while.
What colors are you thinking on this?
Man, I am open. I kind of want the car to have a darker flavor to it, but I don't want it to be a black car.
Right.
I want it to have some color to it, some zing to it, but I don't want it to be bright.
Well, what about a maroon plus a real dark orange? A little pearl metallic in it?
Okay.
Start with a simple two-tone. Do the maroon on top, orange on the bottom.
Okay.
Lowers the car.
Yes.
Up top, the darker color brings the roof down.
Brings the roof line down.
And you can notice the bottom of the car.
Makes the car look low because it's darker on top, lighter on the bottom.
Yeah. And do those hockey sticks or just do those in a red.
I'm digging that.
That's a cross between a Trans Am car and a drag car.
Yeah, and pretty for the street. I'm really excited about this car. I mean, the paint just came out seriously sweet. It's unique, it's classic, just like all them Shelbys over at the Shelby Museum, and just like everything we do here at Counts Customs. I'm just really hoping that the customer digs it as much as I do. Done, man.
Yeah.
Make it happen, brother.
This is supposed to get orange rally stripes. Where did this come from?
This is the design we were supposed to do on the Mustang.
I paint on a Mustang hood.
There's more than one Mustang here, Mike.
Wrong hood.
Danny and I just came up with a really cool paint scheme on this 67 Mustang, but we are on a real tight schedule, so I got to bring Lonnie in to give me a hand getting it started.
What's going on, Horny Mike?
How you doing, Mike?
What are you up to?
Some skulls and, you know, my thing. Making this hood badass.
Why are you doing this to this hood?
Because we already talked about doing this to the Mustang hood. I was told the parts are ready to go.
No. This is supposed to get orange rally stripes. Orange rally stripes, not skulls. Orange rally stripes. How did this start? Where did this come from?
This is the design we were supposed to do on the Mustang hood. That was what we talked about. I'm painting on a Mustang hood, am
I not? There's more than one Mustang here, Mike.
Wrong hood. I based this hood last night before I left so I could come in this morning and run some Mango Tango rally stripes down the hood. How many hours you got in this?
Three, four, somewhere in there, I don't know.
Are you kidding me?
Take all this work off, rebase my hood.
Make it back to the way it was so that Lonnie can get back to work.
Are you guys awesome. No, serious?
I'm dead serious. You gotta take that back off. Repaint this hood. Take pictures of it, because that is pretty cool. We'll hang it on the wall.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate you, brother. Love you. Bye.
Hey, next time, put a post-it note on this. Just wasting all my time. So I get me some thinner!
Man, this Mustang is coming together beautifully. The guys are cranking away on the engine, all the mechanical, the interior, and Ryan's paint job, she's just stunning. And I wanted to give it one final last personal touch, so I sent Shannon, Mike, and Rolly over to my embroidery guy, because I want to test something out.
Danny said do it like this.
No, we're going to do it black on black. I would go with red.
We went down to the embroidery shop. I got the sample just like you asked.
Why are we discussing different colors now?
Shannon said to give Danny more options. Oh. I think exactly what she told me. You can yell at them.
So what you guys are trying to tell me is we have three different variations that I'm sure that I paid for.
That's correct.
All right, show me what I paid for.
So who wants to go first?
I'm not afraid of anything. I got exactly what you asked for.
the counts cross, silver, just like we do it all the time. Okay. There you
that's,
go.
Come on, that's Rogan. Exactly what I asked for. This is correct.
Let me give you another option.
Yeah, this ain't gonna work, man.
Why so?
Because if we were gonna go with a red, it would have to be exactly like the car, and this does not match the car. No, can't do that. Can't do that. Shannon, make me proud here. What do you got?
All right, move over, fellas.
It's just rude.
All right.
What you got, Shannon?
Conservative.
I'm not sure that I'm gonna use it on this car, but I like it. So the silver one we're gonna use on the car. The red one I don't know what I'm gonna do with, and the black one I'm gonna use in the future.
Oh, pay up!
I didn't technically
pay up, sucker.
You guys
pay
made
up.
A bet?
Yes, of course you made a bet.
Hey Shannon, give me a better dollar than that.
That's how I keep my money.
Get out of my office.
I did what you asked. That's I don't care. I'm good. Get out of here, losers.
I need an aspirin.
Rolly, bring that gorgeous Mustang out here, baby.
Oh my God, that's amazing. Oh, okay.
This is not Grandma's old car anymore.
A while back, we got a job to restore a 1967 Mustang. This car has been in the same family for 47 years. Man, that's something you just don't see very often. This Mustang was a pretty sweet car before we got our hands on it, and I gotta say, she is bad to the bone now. Todd and Karen, they wanted more power, more sound, and more beauty, and man, we delivered on all three. Today, Karen and Todd are back, and they brought somebody extra special with them. Check out the new version of this beautiful family car.
You remember Karen.
Absolutely, nice Karen. Good to see you. Good to see you. Todd.
Good to see you.
How
Danny.
You doing, brother?
And this is Grandma
and I'm Janine.
Janine, it's indeed a pleasure to meet you, ma'am.
Same here.
I appreciate you coming out.
Oh,
you
this was great, Dan.
You have the keeper of an amazing car.
Never thought I'd be here years later transforming it into something that's just going to even be better.
In 1967, what possessed you to go out and buy a brand new Mustang?
Because my daughter was starting college. She needed wheels to get there. So she got the old Beetle, and I got the new Mustang.
Nice. And the car's been good to you all these years?
Yes. And my grandson's taken good care of it, my daughter's taken good care of it, and that's why you have it in your shop, taking good care of it.
She showed up in beautiful condition, which made it even more fun to do things to this car that we didn't even talk about. She's got some really, really cool vibe to it. Are you guys done listening to me talk?
We are waiting.
Do you want to see this? You want to see this?
Come on.
Let's do this. Rolly, bring that gorgeous Mustang out here, baby.
Showtime. Oh, you like the sound, Karen? She likes it already.
That's rumble.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
It looks like a Mustang.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Oh, by all means.
Perfect.
This is not Grandma's old car anymore.
This 67 Mustang may have come in nice and sweet, but she's leaving mean and nasty. We gave her a Blueprint 331 stroker engine with 375 horsepower and 390 foot-pounds of torque. Inside, we gave her a custom black leather interior with our Counts Customs cross embroidered in the back seat. We topped off this beauty with an amazing paint job that pays tribute to the racing Mustang coupes from the Trans Am circuit of days gone by. I know it's not for sale, but man, I'd love to buy her. Just first impression, what's your most favorite thing so far?
Just the way the front, it's just aggressive and looks mean and fast.
Absolutely.
It's amazing.
Speaking of mean and fast, Rolly, do me a favor, man. Pop that hood.
Oh, my goodness.
I want you to see what we got going on here. Now, gets even prettier. The car was so nice that we didn't have to do a lot of repair work, so we got to take some of that budget and get even more fun. Blueprint Engineering custom made me this 331 cubic inch stroker small block, 375 horsepower. You got some serious get up and go in this thing.
It's amazing.
Gorgeous. Just superb.
It's amazing. I'm speechless about it. It's just incredible.
I love it.
Couldn't have asked for anything else.
He never thought when I saved this car for better than 15 years for him, we would be standing here now doing this. Nice. I can tell you that.
Well, I thank you guys for bringing us this project, and I'm glad you guys are happy.
Well, it's beyond anything I expected. And when we gave you free reign, I love it. I love it.
Thank you.
I have some more good news for you. We talked about your budget
being between 40 and 45. Mm-hmm. We came in on this with all the goodies, 43.
Oh, good. That's great awesome. Job.
You know, sometimes cars are just like people. They like to have fun. Sometimes they misbehave. Sometimes they get old and break down. But many times, they're just like family. This Mustang has been in their family for 47 years. Man, that's longer than Todd. It's really obvious how much this family's attached to this car, and they wanted her to be more powerful and more beautiful again, and I'm so stoked that we made Todd, Karen, and Grandma very happy. Nobody's gonna believe me, but I'm telling you, man, I actually saw that Mustang smile, and why wouldn't she, huh?
I'm good to go.